John Taylor joins us from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, looking at some inflation numbers. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. And they're good this morning, surprisingly good. Well, from our standpoint, there's always a dark side to everything, it seems like. Of course, yesterday the market was up about 160 points and had been down about 150 the day before, so I can't really figure out who it is. It looks like Dow futures are going to be down some this morning, but not terribly. But we just received from the government just a few minutes ago the PPI number. That's the Producer Price Index. Of course, that's inflation at the wholesale level. And it was down a full 1% month over month. That's much lower than was expected. Now, the core number, which is what you get if you take out food and energy, was actually up 0.2%. Year over year, that core number up 2.7%. But the flip side to that is the reason, of course, if you've noticed that gasoline prices are down when you go to the pump and et cetera, is because of the fact that the economy is slowing worldwide. So demand has decreased in Europe and China and other places. Those things that when you read about those headlines of what's happening in Greece and other places, that's actually deflationary because it reduces the demand for commodities and other things. And thus, but we'll take the good news any way we can get it, and perhaps we'll see maybe even the price of important things like Velveeta and Rotel and Doritos even drop here in the near future. We all know, we've talked several times about what a disaster the Facebook IPO was. Well, one of the companies that went public before Facebook was Zynga, and that's the company. I don't play these online games, but most of their games, I guess, are hosted on Facebook. Now, their stock went public at $10 a share. It's now less than half of that. It was down another 12% yesterday, closing below $5 a share. And one of the things that's troubling is that this is the second month in a row that there's been a significant decline in daily active users. It dropped 8.2% last month. Some experts who follow these types of gaming stocks, online gaming stocks, that is, and playing games, not gambling, of course, suggest that some of these may have reached what they call, quote, a negative inflection point, and that could also have some significant impacts upon Facebook, which, of course, hosts those games. Dell Computer did something very interesting yesterday. They're announcing their first ever quarterly dividend. They're going to start paying 8 cents a share. That's 32 cents a year, of course. May not sound like much, but that's a dividend yield of 2.7%. Now, Dell is really struggling to reinvent themselves. 65% of their business still comes from the sale of personal computers, PCs. And PCs have really become nothing more than commodities. That is, you really don't have much control over the prices. So they are trying to remake themselves. In fact, their stock is near a 52-week low, trading below $12 a share. If you go back 4 or 5 years ago, that was a $30 stock. Some analysts say the reason that Dell is going to begin paying dividends is because now not only are they seeking customers, but they're also seeking investors because they're competing with Apple and IBM and Hewlett-Packard and other technology companies that already are paying dividends already. And we'll conclude here on a bit of really good news, and that is our government, the budget deficit in the month of May was only $124.6 billion. Not bad. Well, compared to where it was a year ago. Now, a year ago, May of 11, the deficit was $57.6 billion. But the government, which, of course, is the master of creative accounting, says, well, if you take out certain timing shifts in payment of taxes and credits, et cetera, that the deficit was really $129 billion in May of 2011. So any way you slice it, it's not quite as bad as it was. But, you know, that's kind of like saying, gee, in these, I'm really, the ship's going down, but I'm okay because everybody else is drowning too. So anyway, the good news this morning is our government only spent $125 billion more last month than they took in.
Well, there's hope. All right, John, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He has the numbers. Give him a call, 782-2527. That's 479-782-2527. And email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.